This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today, my friend?
Well, I think I'll make it.
You're going to make it?
Yeah. Earlier, it was 50-50, but I think we're going to make it.
I think we can't say that about the Marlins fans after yesterday. My word.
I suppose they're kind of under the weather this morning because here we go. We're having another fire sale.
Mm-hmm. Fire sale. I think they just completely gutted that team. My word.
I think they burnt the stadium.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, thanks for voting to get us the new stadium. Now we're going to gut your team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. It's beyond my
Thank
realm.
God we're in St. Louis. That's all I can say. We don't have to deal with this. We have a good guest here this week. Leslie Johnson from Lincolnland Community College is our guest, and that conversation begins right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ott, alongside with everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from Lincolnland Community College, it's Leslie Johnson. Leslie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me today.
It seems like you're here all the time.
It seems like that lately.
It does. And that's not a bad thing, is it?
No, I like being here, so it's good.
It's the coffee.
Yes.
It's absolutely the coffee. we're here absolutely. We're here to talk about Lincolnland Community College. And to warm things up, let's start things off. Registration for the spring semester right around the corner.
It actually is happening right now. Students who have taken Lincolnland classes before or who have taken classes at other colleges or universities can call and make an advising appointment with me to discuss what you've taken and what you have left to take for either getting a certificate or an associate's degree from Lincolnland. And something we have started new is people who have not taken classes before, we are asking them to do a new student orientation. It helps acquaint students with what it means to be a college student and also how to succeed at Lincolnland as well.
How detailed is the, it's been, let's see, 96 since I was in a college campus setting.
Mm-hmm. Some things have changed.
Not to date myself, but how is the orientation ceremony now?
Well, the orientation does take about 3 hours, but that also does include an advising session where you will leave the orientation with your spring 2013 class schedule as well. So it's very inclusive of telling you how best to use Lincolnland resources, also a little self-discovery to figure out how best you would learn and fit in with the Lincolnland. So it's a lot of good information, but it's just kind of a 3-hour chunk of time, but it's a lot of good things right there.
When you speak of spring registration going on right now, and we're talking about spring registration, okay, if I was signing up for spring classes, when would I start? What would be my starting time?
You should start now, kind of preparing for things. It's never too early to file for your federal financial aid, and you can go to FAFSA.gov in order to do that, and it's a free application. And then also either come to the Lincolnland Litchfield site or give us a call at 324-2090, and we can see where you're at and kind of what else you need to do to prepare for the spring semester.
With everything going on, there's still financial assistance available?
Yes, there is. Probably the state of Illinois money is gone right now, but there are still federal grants opportunities for students. But the sooner you file, the more opportunities you have.
And that's basically, those are released on, what, a first-come, first-served basis, correct, if I'm not mistaken?
The state of Illinois, it is. They keep moving their deadline up. For students who are interested in next summer and fall, mm-hmm. as soon as you file your taxes, using your 2012 taxes, you actually just need to file the federal financial aid. And they really want you to do that by the end of February. Have it all done. So
that'll be next week. Okay. Yeah. The way time's flying, that'll be next week.
So it does happen very quick, but it's always good practice to file your taxes as soon as possible and then file your FAFSA as soon after that as possible.
One thing we need to mention, we're now talking about the spring 2013. New classes are available. Tell us a little bit about the new classes that will be offered.
Correct. We are offering business law. For students interested in business or accounting, or just maybe that might be a class that sounds interesting to them. Employability skills, we will be working on resumes, job skills, job search techniques, and also interviewing skills, so it's a very practical, hands-on class. College success skills, which we've offered this past semester, but kind of transitioning students into the college environment. Introduction to corrections, which Uncle Ralph might be able to talk a little bit about that, but it kind of gets students who are interested in criminal justice an idea of what it would be like to work in a correctional facility. Introduction to teacher education for those interested in teaching, health in today's society, and then also theater appreciation as well.
Okay, and that's basically theater appreciation we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. Teacher education, are you seeing a lot of, potential students trying to take the courses to become something in education?
We are finding a lot of students are having that as their primary goal, but we're finding that they're having kind of a backup goal as well, mm-hmm. Just in case they are not able to find employment as a teacher. They're working on some other skills to make themselves more marketable.
And you bring up a point. That's always a good thing to have. I know when I was in college, mass communications was my thing, but I knew with my teaching, my parents were my aunt and uncle and my dad were teachers. Mm-hmm. I knew somewhere in this blood system there's a teacher in me that was always a backup plan, mm-hmm. if this necessarily didn't work out.
Right.
And some people would say this hasn't worked out yet, but you know, anyway. but having that backup plan is critical.
Correct. It definitely is critical, especially with today's job market and the fact that new jobs are starting every single year with the way technology is going, that we can't actually predict all of the future jobs and needs out there for the next couple of years. And as you well know, an associate's degree takes about 2 years to complete, a bachelor's degree about 4 years going full time. So when you start a career, it might not even be needed in 4 years, and vice versa. You might start and not even know that a job possibility is available.
What about, what about the student who walks into Lincoln Land and sits down to talk to you and said, I know I need to further my education, mm-hmm. to get where I want to be in my life, but I don't have a clue of what I want to do. How do you handle that situation?
We have a lot of those students, and those are our traditional students who are ages, 18 to 22. And then we also have students who are, approximately 50 years old who just kind of said, I really don't know what I want to do with my life, and that's perfectly fine. We do have some career cruising options. Those are computer where you answer questions about yourself, and it kind of gives you an idea of what you might be good at. So we have those options. And then I can also review what programs that Lincoln Land has, and then just try to keep asking questions until we figure out some options for students. And then the classes, for instance, Introduction to Corrections. Those are good classes to see, if you're maybe interested in working as a correctional facility officer, mm-hmm. it might be good to take that class to see whether or not that's something you want to explore more, or if you say this is not for me, then we can look at other options.
But the thing is, always have your options out there.
Correct. Always good. Unless nursing, then nursing, there's always going to be nurses out there.
Yeah, that's a bit more of a commitment there.
And more of a commitment, and we always definitely need more nurses.
Let's talk a little bit, Leslie, we've kind of joked about this at the start of the show that you've been in here quite a bit the past week, mm-hmm. and that's only because it's a good thing, because Lincoln Land's been out and about, and you had several big events, mm-hmm. Recently. One of them was, and I thought this was a neat idea because you combined the two counties here,
mm-hmm.
The job fair with Blackburn College, you guys, the city of Litchfield, and Macoupin and Montgomery counties. How did that go?
It went very well, and we were impressed, especially for the first year. You always just don't know how well the community is going to receive it, but we were very satisfied. We had 32 employers at the career fair, and there were over 150 job seekers that did attend the career fair to talk to the employers or get more information about attending Lincoln Land or Blackburn College. So we thought it was a huge success.
Now, do you have any input about how many the people that came and got interviewed were hired? Do you not have that, or will you not be able to get that information?
We don't have that information right now, but if anyone has a success story, whether it's an employer who did find a great job seeker, they hired them, if you have that success story or even a job seeker who was hired, please contact me so that way we can know how successful we were on that front. But we did have the employers and job seekers do a survey right after the event, mm-hmm. and a lot of them thought it was successful and they would have attend another event. So that's always a positive note.
That's also, yeah, that is a positive. And then you've got upcoming events here,
mm-hmm.
The Festival of Trees, and that's, man, that's hard to believe that's already here.
It is.
And
it
that's
is.
Coming up, what,
this
Saturday?
This weekend.
Yeah, Friday.
Yep.
Starts Friday.
From 4 to 8, Saturday noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 3 at Lincoln Land Community College, Litchfield. It is co-sponsored by the City of Litchfield Tourism Office and also Lincoln Land. So if you want to get out there and get some holiday shopping done, either for yourself or for another family or friend, you should come on out and see everything that's out there. And the proceeds do go to local charities, so the money is staying in the area.
What about this event coming up on January 23rd? Start the new year with a new attitude.
Well, we all know that sometimes a new year can mean great things, but for some people it can maybe be a little kind of overwhelming for them. So our community education is having this program, Start the New Year with a New Attitude. The cost is $15, but it, as I say, it's a steal if you can turn that frown upside down and kind of look at things on a positive note. So it is, like you said, on January 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
And coming up, tell us a little bit about this event on March 2nd. With chocolate or chocolat?
Well, you can paint a luscious watercolor that looks good enough to eat. So a still life with a chocolate twist. So Carolyn Owen Summer, she came down and did a art exhibit down here in Litchfield in the spring semester, and she's coming back to do a community education. So anyone that's interested in that, it's really not appropriate for children, but it is appropriate for teenagers and adults to be there. And the cost is $32, and there is a cost for $6 for supplies, but it would be a very good event. And Carolyn's very good about working individually with people at their skill level where they're at.
March 2nd, Take the Stage.
Yes, this is actually an event for the youth, grades 3 through 6. And it's Take the Stage Auditioning 101. So if your youth is interested in possibly auditioning for one of the local summer programs, like Blackburn College has a summer theater program,
mm-hmm.
Then you can go there, and it'll help students with stage fright and helping them audition. And the cost for that is $16.
And then let's bring it up. Mm-hmm. March 21st.
Yes.
Belly dancing.
I'm very excited about this. Try belly dancing. I will be participating in this event, and I have offered to pay for Uncle Ralph's registration.
We have a motion and a second on the floor, Uncle Ralph.
And then railroad
and Uncle Ralph's face has turned really. Thank God we're not on television right now.
Railroad runs smooth.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there are no blockages on the tracks in Litchfield. Everything's running smooth here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be interested in taking Leslie's offer?
I doubt it. To be right frank.
We'll keep working on them, but it's going to be a great event. It's fun if you want to get some friends together, either male or female. It can be anyone can do this class just to try belly dancing. It is a good exercise, and you'll learn some techniques that you can practice in your own home if you wanted to after.
Now, when we talk about these various classes, such as the belly dancing and stuff, what kind of numbers are we talking about that could participate in this? Is there a limitation on the numbers, or?
There is a limitation on them. Like the the chocolate still life, that one would have a less capacity, just because it's one on one with the instructor. But with a tri belly dancing, we could have 30 people in the room, kind of working on their belly dancing techniques.
And that's at the auditorium, correct?
It's going to be actually in our either the multi-purpose room. Actually, it'll be in our multi-purpose room.
Okay,
so,
which is next to
the auditorium.
Next to the auditorium.
So
okay.
Plenty of space for people
absolutely.
To walk around.
Absolutely. And then taking the stage would probably be on the auditorium.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Put two and two together.
There we go.
Fall semester, how are things going enrollment-wise with the students in that?
The enrollment's going really well. We've had some large successes. Students who need extra assistance we have found some really, really great tutors. And that's have really helped students kind of bridge the gap between what the instructor is saying in the classroom versus what they're learning. So that's been a large success. So we're very pleased with our fall enrollment.
That's good.
Now, looking back 5 years, 10 years, whatever, looking back, Lincolnland College has came into this area, and judging from what I see on the outside, I would have to say it's been a good fit, has it not, in our community?
I think it's been a good fit. People are very receptive to the programs that we are offering and the classes, like the, for instance, tri-belly dancing, those classes as well. So I think it's been a good fit, and we've heard positive feedback from the community.
And it's expanded. It's not only just the Litchfield thing. It's expanded on the high school level where we've talked about this, the nursing class that's via the Skype or, it's expanded quite a bit.
Yes, we're still looking for opportunities to best serve our students and the community. So we're always looking for ideas and opportunities. So we've gotten a lot of good feedback, and we've implemented the ones that we possibly can.
And as you said, someone said earlier, nursing is a field that we never have an abundance of. There's always room for more nurses. And we're seeing over the years, as I go to our local facilities, I'm speaking more of like Memorial and St. John, hospitals of this size, we're seeing more young men get into the nursing field and doing quite well at it.
Yes. They definitely are. We encourage everyone, no matter what their, of course, they have to be at least 16 to take our basic CNA class, but either man or female, so whoever can really has the willingness and the dedication to do it can sign up for the classes.
And I think the positive is, and we'll touch base on this too, it's more going on you're now starting to see online courses that if I wanted to take a class just a refresher or something like that with my busy schedule, I don't necessarily have to go to Springfield or Litchfield.
Correct.
I could sit at my home office, take the course, and get whatever I wanted that way.
Right. We do have a lot of online offerings, and the Big Four that is mailed to every single household in Lincolnland's district does have a special section for online classes if students are interested in taking one of those. And our instructors, our online instructors, do go through a rigorous training to make them qualified to teach online. So it's not, anyone can walk off the street and teach it. It's a very rigorous program.
Are you seeing an increased demand in individuals taking online courses rather than going to a classroom?
We do, and especially with people's work schedules, like you said, people who can't necessarily commit to a certain day and time every week, especially for people on who are working shifts, it's a great option for them. So we are seeing an increased need, and we're actually increasing the number of offerings each semester.
You made a statement earlier when we were talking about various ages and stuff, and you just casually mentioned a 50-year-old person, and I think that's very important from the standpoint in our economy today, the way factories, stores, whatever, where you may have worked for 10, 15, 20 years, all of a sudden they're out of business.
Right.
All of a sudden, you're out of business as an individual. And I think it's very important that people realize, hey, you can switch streams and swim the other way,
right.
You know, and maybe do it and come out better than you were before. You
mm-hmm.
don't know that. But I think people need to be aware of the advantages that are out there, even at an older age.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the thing is, too, you got to be willing to take a chance.
Well, sure.
And if you don't take a chance, mm-hmm. then you don't know what may lie behind the other door.
Right.
I mean.
Right. We have some of our non-traditional students, and again, that's kind of people out of the kind of the 20s mm-hmm. range. They find it's very helpful for them, whether or not they, you know, get another job. You know, Lincoln Land helps them get a job or whatever their case may be, but they do find it very beneficial to take at least a class or two.
And I think the game is going to change here, and I normally don't like to get political on this, but I'm going to a little bit here. The county board, the new county board, I was thinking about this the other day. You've got several members now on that board, the upcoming board, that are focused on economic development. And if you can mm-hmm. tie that in and bridge that gap, I think the sky's the limit. You've
right.
got a lot of good influential people about ready to get on that board with economic development, especially in this county or in this area,
mm-hmm.
in mind.
Right.
So, you know, I think the sky could be the limit if it's done right.
And we have the opportunity sitting right here in the studio with us,
mm-hmm.
a young lady to go visit. If you're interested in switching careers or starting a career or whatever, go to Lincoln Land and talk to these people and get some ideas where you might want to go.
And of course, anyone seeking more information on Lincoln Land as we come to a close, Leslie, give us a number or a website that they can access and get that information.
Yeah, you can call 217-324-2090, or you can go to www.llcc.edu/Litchfield.
And of course, Leslie, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for your time. We got mentioned Lincoln Land will be closed November 21st through the 26th for, I think, Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is still a holiday,
mm-hmm.
but
well, apparently, if you walk in the store,
yeah. No, we skipped Halloween. We went
yeah,
right.
We skipped Halloween. We skipped went. Thanksgiving. We jumped right into Christmas.
Yeah, and then so Lincoln Land will be closed November 21st through the 26th for Thanksgiving recess, and then they will be closed December 14th through Jan. What are you going to do with all that time off? The 14th through the 2nd?
I'm going to do a lot of personal things that I haven't been able to do since I've been working so much.
There you
no,
go.
No, we get prepared for the upcoming semester, mentally prepared, just as we encourage our students to mentally prepare for the upcoming semester.
Yeah,
that's
so,
very important.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally preparedness is
yes.
very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, winter. Heaven only knows what winter Mother Nature is going to bring us winter weather-wise. But yeah, so 14th through January 2nd, you guys are closed for our Christmas break. November 21st through the 26th, you're closed for Thanksgiving recess. Leslie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future, having you back here on the Wednesday Talk Show.
All right, well, thank you guys very much.
Uncle Ralph next week. I think Pastor Matt Ferguson will be in. I think
yeah.
there's a Thanksgiving holiday dinner. That
yeah, there's something coming up like that at the Casey Hall in Hillsboro. It's always a great event. They'll serve 500, 600, who knows, maybe even 700 people.
Wow.
And everybody has a good time. It's all volunteer, and a lot of people and a lot of churches put a lot of hard work into this program. And so we'll talk to Matt Ferguson next week about this.
And then I believe Mickey Robinson's the week after that.
And it'll be amazing if that turkey survives Thanksgiving.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Mickey or the turkey?
No, the real turkey, Mickey.
Please send all phone calls to Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
Yeah.
Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.